okay, there's a fellow, Norman Cousins, he's an author and so on, and he had a disease that he picked up in Europe that was considered incurable. And yet he found a system of listening to movies that were funny. I understand they just watched these movies and laughed, and the disease went away. What would you say was behind his system that caused this to work for him? And can other people use it? And how would you suggest it be used?
It's a very good system. You see, health is the natural state of being, not sickness.
Mm-hmm.
If you have sickness, it is because you have attracted it through thought. You have attracted it by allowing negative emotion to remain within you long enough that it has worked its deterioration on your apparatus. What this man so wisely did was took his attention from what he did not want, thereby releasing his attraction of it.
Yes.
And as he released the attraction of illness, he had it no more, you see.
Oh, yes.
Most who are sick have a very difficult time thinking of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if there is pain involved, it is not easy to think not of that which is hurting you. We would recommend to anyone who is having pain to wait until they are not having the pain, or when they are having the least of it, when their pill is working the best,
yes,
or when they are comfortable in their bed,
yes,
to do their visualization, to see themselves right before they sleep as healthy. Then to go to sleep and have all those hours where they are not focused upon the pain is a very beneficial way, you see. The man in the hospital, laughing when he was awake and sleeping otherwise, made short work of the disease, you see. It is effective.
Through my life, my adult life, I've never been so sick that I didn't do the work that I intended to do that day. In other words, I never stayed home or stopped doing. But I always felt my work was so important. I always found if I went ahead and did it, that whatever was starting on me, like a cold or flu or something, that it seemed like it would go away. So is that focusing on what I wanted to do, the work that I went to?
It is. As you give your attention to that which you do not want, you attract more of it. As you give your attention to that which you do want, you attract more of it. It
mm-hmm.
is law.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you begin to feel a little bit sick, what most of you do is notice that you feel a little bit sick.
Uh-huh.
Usually it begins only with a thought, and usually you are not really feeling sick. You are tired. Your physical body offers you many wonderful manifestations to sort of prompt you.
Yes.
When
yes.
you are tired, your body will tell you
yes.
that it is time to rest, just as when you are hungry, your body will tell you that it is time to eat.
Yes.
But so often, because of the negative stimulation of thought surrounding the subject of health which surrounds all of you,
yes.
you mistake your feeling of tiredness for, oh, I think I must be getting sick. You see, there are many intentions that all fit together, and there is not one statement that we can make that will be accurate
sure.
for everyone.
Sure.
But we see it often. Sometimes being sick provides you escape from something else that you are not wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so in your environment, there is much allowing of sickness for the sake of not having to do something else which you really don't want even more than the sickness.
Yes.
What is not understood is that by law of attraction, when you begin playing that sort of game with self, you are opening the door to greater and greater and greater sickness.
I've seen that.
You can see it as you say, I'm not feeling very well, and you begin to think about it, and the more you think about it, the more you are really not feeling very well. But if you could get your attention off of that and onto something else, you would forget you are sick, and it would go away as well.
Yes.
Of course, we are not speaking of the great illnesses, those that have been attracted with great power over a longer period of time, but they all start somewhere.
I see, right. Here's a question. Since it's all apparently by thought, then why do vaccines, like the one we've had for polio, seem to almost put an end to the spread of those particular types of diseases?
In order to create anything, there is the thought toward it and the allowing of it. In other words, want it or give thought to it, allow it or believe it,
mm-hmm.
and it is.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine is offered as cure.
Right.
And because there is wanting for cure, and then belief, depending upon the credibility of the one offering the cure,
mm-hmm.
as far as you are concerned, you, the receiver of it, when there is belief in the cure
yes.
and wanting for it, you have completed the delicate balance of creation. You want it, and you allow it or believe it, and so it is.